Welcome to the show, everybody. We have an incredible show for you today. And on this show, you're going to be learning all about your angels. God has given you angels, and he has put them all around you, and they're waiting to help you. You just need to know what they want to do and what they can do for you. And today on this show, you're going to learn all about that. All right, so today on today's show, we're talking about angels and the angels in your life. And there are angels in everybody's life. Everybody has at least one angel. And we want to be learning about what those angels can do for us. And throughout the Bible, it talks about the angels, and it talks about them being on assignment, and they're doing incredible things in the Bible. I mean, we have angels that are bringing good news. We have angels that are they're bringing warnings. We have angels that are praising and healing. I mean, and bringing understanding. There's all kinds of things that angels are doing in our life. It's just a really incredible thing to know. And what we really want to understand is that these angels are there. The question I guess I want to ask you first, Liza, is do we have angels today? Because I think there's some people out there probably wondering or thinking, Ted's talking about the Bible again. And they might be saying, well, I haven't seen any angels, and I don't know of anybody that has. So let me just start off with that question. Do we have angels today?
Absolutely. If you want to know if angels exist, they do. If you don't see them, it doesn't mean that they do not exist, because they do. So many things happen to us in our life, in our practice, and so many people can testify to that. We see angels in our dreams. We see angels in our visions. We feel them around us. They appear to us to bring messages, help us, protect us. We can also deploy them on assignment. And that is the most fulfilling thing you can do with angels. They love to help. They love to be there for you. They love to do the things that they created for. That is their mission, and that is amazing, because all of that is in our disposal. That's what God wants us to use. Mm-hmm. We just need to learn how to do it.
Yeah. You know, I had an incredible experience with angels. When I first encountered God and awoken to him, suddenly every night when I was sleeping, I would awaken and I would see all these angels around my bed. And while I was sleeping, I would be they'd be taking me to these different places in heaven and teaching me. And so I was learning all this information, and I would wake up in the morning and I would know all these things I did not know before. And I know that it was God that had sent these angels to teach me and show me his ways.
Absolutely. They're messengers, they're teachers, they are deployed by God to help us according to our needs. He's deploying different angels with different sets of skills to assist us on our journey. Isn't it incredible? We're always taken care of, we're always protected, and we are guided, and we have angels to help us.
Yeah, you know, there are examples in the Bible about angels revealing your soul purpose.
Oh, wow.
About helping you to know what you had to do. I'm remembering the story of Gideon. Now, Gideon, an angel came to Gideon and told him, Gideon was complaining and saying, oh, this Midianite army, they're out there and they're going to come and they're going to take all of our harvest and they've been oppressing us. And this angel of the Lord basically was telling Gideon, that's why we've called you.
Oh.
He was saying it was his job. And Gideon rose to this occasion when he received this message from this angel. He went out and he led his 300 men that God gave him, and they defeated the Midianite army.
Only 300 against how many? Probably thousands upon thousands.
Like the sands of the sea is what they said.
And for that, you do need angels, because you have the supernatural army with you. You may not see them with your physical eyes, but they fight our battles.
Mm-hmm. See, I believe that those angels that I first encountered when I met the Lord were teaching me and preparing me for my soul purpose. And just like that, Gideon encountered that angel that helped him to prepare for his soul purpose. And another example that I can remember is Moses. Moses, a lot of people, they remember that Moses came, there was this burning bush that he saw.
Right.
But it was an angel of the Lord speaking from the burning bush
right.
that was telling him who he was and what he should do. And the angel of the Lord was telling him that he should go back to Egypt and say, let my people go. So he's going to bring the Israelites out of Egypt to the promised land.
That is an incredible experience. I never thought about it this way, you know, because you kind of think when you hear the voice of God and when you receive the messages from God, mm-hmm. this is God speaking to you. And this is true. God is speaking to you, but God is using his messengers who are his angels, his army, his troops to work for him and to deliver. And they do. They do.
Can I want to ask a clarifying question, just to make sure that the audience is clear. Should we pray to angels?
Absolutely not. They are so humble. They love God so much. They want you to pray directly to God. And, you know, when you need soldiers to go into battle, you want their commander, their officer, main person, to give them the command. So you go to the top. You go straight to God, and God knows who to deploy and who sent to you. So angels do want you to pray to God directly. I know some people pray to their loved ones on the other side. I know some people pray to the apostles and the saints and so forth and so on. I'm telling you, the easiest way and the most effective way to do it is to go straight to the top and pray to God. And angels do want you to do it. We had quite a few visitations, you know, when we talked to angels. They don't want you to pray to them. They want to give all the glory to God, and they want you to know how the system of God works. Go to God. Tell him your story. Tell him what you need, and he will deploy the armies of angels that are up to the task. They will help you.
We have encountered a lot of angels.
Yes.
I know when God has called us on assignment to help spirits that have been earthbound, that are having trouble crossing over into heaven, when we're called on that assignment, often we have seen angels on the other side. So we have been deployed by God to help these spirits to cross over to the other side. And at the same time, angels are waiting on the other side to receive them. Can you tell a story or a time when you've seen that?
Absolutely, absolutely. With everybody, with every person, with you, there is at least one angel always present. But when people are getting ready to transition to the other side, they have two angels present with them. The most beautiful beings you can ever imagine. Their hearts are so open and so loving. And they are there to make it easy to receive the person to the other side. So when people are ready to cross over, and we've seen them quite a few times when we go to hospitals, when we pray for mm-hmm. people. When we walk into the room, we see these beautiful beings immediately just staying there, taking care of their person, their assignment, and they're there to assist them to transition. Some people receive them right away, and this would be the people that are ready to see them, who were doing their spiritual work before then, whose system of beliefs is in alignment with seeing and receiving God's truth, God's love. They can see them right away in the spirit. But some people who never believed that there is something on the other side, some people who never believed that God exists, that angel exists, their spiritual eyes would be closed. And even though their angels are there, they would not see them. So what happens to them? Many times they become what we call earthbound spirits. They try to cling to the life that they had while in the body. They try to stay next to their loved ones, which is not healthy. Not healthy neither for them, not for the people that they do love. But angels are there to help them to transition. So sometimes we're called, we're deployed, we're given an assignment to help this earthbound spirits to transition. And when we do, because we're kind of here and there, we're in two realms at the same time, we're in the physical and we are in the spiritual, God opened our eyes and our hearts so we can see in the world of spirits. We help these people as agents of God to see their angels and to receive the love that is on the other side. When they are finally getting their guard down, they are received into heavens and go. See, sometimes people who have near-death experiences, they talk about the light that is around them, going down the tunnel towards the light. They talk about the angels that are there. Sometimes they even meet God face to face. They do see it because their spiritual eyes are open. Not everybody has this experience because not everybody can see, but angels are always there to assist.
Wow. So angels are so beautiful, too. I know when I've seen them, I don't think our description is really matching up to what we've seen on how incredible they are. It's hard to talk about how radiant they are. Often it's just amazing amount of light coming from them. They're so glowing so much. But they are there to help us, and we've worked hand in hand with them on assignments and helping people to cross over. I remember, you know, the story from the Bible about Elijah, mm-hmm. and how when he went out into the wilderness, when he was fleeing from Jezreel, and she had threatened to kill him, and so he got a little spooked, and he ran out into the wilderness, and he just kind of got really tired. But while he was out there, an angel of the Lord came to him as he was sleeping and provided him with both water and a cake, and he woke up and he ate that, and that happened twice. So this angel actually was helping to nourish him, feed him, and strengthen him. And I believe angels are around us to help us to strengthen as well. There are times where you feel like you're being bombarded, like you have too much weight on you, like there's too much stress going on. And I think angels are there to help us to overcome those stresses. They're going to nourish us. And I think Elijah is talking about him being nourished with water and with cake, but I think they will nourish us with spiritual food, food of God, and the power and authority of God will come in too, and they'll bring that upon us so that we can overcome that difficult time where we might feel like it's just too heavy a burden, it's just too hard. And that's what Elijah was saying. He is saying, I just can't go on. This is just too hard. And no, we can go on. The Lord has given us the strength to continue to go on. Let me ask you another question here. What do the angels look like? Because we talked about this a little bit. You know, do they always look the same? Do they always look radiant?
Very interesting point, because mainly people expect to see this glorious being with two wings, you know, and just standing so beautifully and just being so heavenly. And I have to tell you that angels come to us in different shapes and forms. A lot of times they come to us in our dreams. I remember when I was just starting working with my dreams and my spiritual eyes opened up, I was having in my dream, this one guy who looked very French. He had this little mustache, and he was always taking me, you know, in the settings that looked like very European, I would say very French kind of settings, and he had a beret, and I knew him. I thought he was my guide, and then I came to realize he was an angel of the Lord that was sent to me to educate me and to teach me. He was taking me to different heavenly realms. He was telling me about the truth of God. He was explaining different situations in life for me in my dreams. So in my dream, he looked like a French guy. I remember another occurrence. I had in my dreams also a visitation from an angel who looked like a Native American. He had totally all this garb on, like you see from chief, you know, mm-hmm, Native American mm-hmm. chiefs in the movies. And he was bringing another aspect of life into my existence. He was teaching me about other aspects of God's kingdom. So he was an angel who appeared differently. Maybe it was his background, I do not know. But I came to realize and learn that he was an angel as well. Sometimes I do see angels in their glory when they're so beautifully glowing and with the wings. And they're usually very tall, like giants, like humongous. And that is the representational meaning of them being beautifully strong and powerful. That's how we perceive the power of God in the language of correspondences and representations. Sometimes we see angels as little cupids, mm-hmm. right? They yeah. appear to us as little children. That is just the appearance. Why? Because that represents the innocence, right? Like little child, they're very receptive to to the spirit of love, to the voice of God. They are so receptive. They're like sponges. They love it so much. And that is another appearance that you can attribute to the angels. So they do come in different shapes and forms. It reminds me of the experience that you had in the dream also with the angel, when the angel came to explain to you how the relationship worked, the heavenly union. Yeah. Can you tell us about that?
Well, that angel actually appeared as, first it was looked like an old woman, kind of hunched over, and I was kind of a little worried about this spirit, because it says in the Bible, let me read this quote, it says in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." Mm-hmm. So, knowing that, I was a little concerned, is this a spirit of God? Because it didn't look quite right. And so I tested them, and I test them by
asking.
In the dream.
That is incredible.
I tested it, and I asked, I said, "Are you a servant of the Lord?" And when I said that, off came this robe that of this old hunched over woman, and suddenly it was a radiant, tall, beautiful, angelic being, and I knew it was a servant of the Lord, and I knew right then this person had something good for me. This angel had a message for me, and right then I started to receive great information about relationships.
This is incredible.
Let's take a little break. We're going to come back and finish talking more about that after this message. Welcome back. All right, on today's show, we've been talking about angels and what they're doing in your life. I want you to know that by the end of this show, you're going to be able to begin to receive and work with the angels as well, because God has assigned everybody at least one angel. Right, Liza?
Absolutely.
So angels are working in our life all the time. Now, we were talking before the break a little bit about an experience that I had encountering an angel. And this was in a dream. And what God was sent this angel for was to help me gain understanding. And we have examples of this also in the Bible. I want to go back and talk about Daniel. Daniel was actually, in this one story, he's looking, he has seen a vision from God. He doesn't understand what the vision means. He's praying, he's asking, and as he's doing this, an angel is sent by God. It's Gabriel. The angel Gabriel is sent to Daniel, and he comes and he tells him, "I'm here because you, as soon as you prayed, I was sent, and now I'm going to give you the understanding of this vision that you had."
As soon as you prayed,
I
was sent. That is incredible. People need to know that.
Yeah.
As soon as you pray, angels are sent.
They're sent right away on assignment. And the minute Daniel prayed, and I was asking also, I had been asking about understanding how relationships work. At the time, I wasn't married to Liza. I was single, and I was trying to figure this out, and I wasn't very good at relationships, and I was having a difficult time. And I said, "God, just help me to understand, how do relationships work? What am I supposed to do?" This angel came. And once I had tested it and knew that it was an angel of the Lord, now the angel began to speak to me and teach me and tell me all about how relationships are, what they're meant to be. And he gave me really a layout of the way God created relationships, not according to society or our parents or all these things that we've picked up that they tell you it's supposed to be like this or that. And that was powerful. And I shared that. And I learned that, it began to change me, and it changed the way that I looked at relationships, and it opened me. And I said, God, I want that kind of relationship. And not long after, along came Liza, and here we are today, happy and married. And I know it was all because of that guidance that I'd asked for, and God sent that angel to bring that information to me.
That's very significant. And I like how you describe it, how you received understanding and you were shown firsthand experience you had, right, of how it feels to be with your partner. That's what your angel was kind of trying to convey to you, right?
Right.
We do have this experience described in our book, Mysteries of the Heart. And the whole book is about relationships, because I am also, I was trying to learn more about relationships before I met Ted. And that is how it works. We were asking and we were receiving new way of the way that relationships work. I do believe that people have forgotten, that society have forgotten, that we didn't know anymore what is this heavenly union supposed to be like, what it is like to be in a real relationship, not just a marriage on the physical, not just surviving, not just because we want to have children, not just because we want to have a house together and we need two salaries, you know. So this is different from the vision of God. And Ted and I, we were asking, not together, we were still apart, but we were asking about how do the relationships work. Mm-hmm. And God sent an angel to Ted in his dream to explain that and to describe that. That is beautiful, very beautiful.
It was very powerful. It was extremely powerful. And I know that this was information out of heaven that this angel carried for me, because I was asking that question. And because of that, I think it really is the reason that we're here today together.
Absolutely.
You know, because he taught us something that we didn't know. And that was very important.
Absolutely.
And angels are doing so much. I mean, one of the things is, see, angels are bringing all of this stuff out of heaven for God. And remember this dream that Jacob had? Jacob's ladder. This is a very famous dream from the Bible. And he talks that he saw in his dream angels ascending and descending out of heaven, up and down this ladder they were going. And I believe this is happening as we call upon them. Information and understanding is being sent. We are receiving that and being given that right away, so that we can have that. And not only that is coming out of heaven. There are many stories in the Bible where people were having difficulty conceiving. They were barren. Mm-hmm. This is a very common problem today.
Yes.
A lot of people are experiencing where they're having a lot of difficulty being able to conceive. Wonderful, beautiful couples, so loving couples, and they want to have children, and these children are not, it's not happening for them. And there's stories of the Bible that talk about this. And the interesting thing is they prayed. The couples in the Bible prayed and they said, please, you know, we want to have this child. And it was an angel of the Lord that often came and would deliver the message that you're going to have a baby. Mananoah was one of these guys. He was waiting and he was praying. And then an angel of the Lord came to his wife and said, you're going to have a baby. She almost couldn't believe it. They had waited so long. She almost couldn't believe it because she just almost lost hope. But they had been praying and asking. And now this angel of the Lord came to deliver this message. And I believe it wasn't just the message the angel of the Lord was delivering. I think there was more being delivered. I think it was the spirit being delivered to this couple.
The spirit of the baby.
The spirit of the baby. Mm. I believe that that's what was happening in this.
That is beautiful.
We also hear angels delivering that same message about babies. When we look into the New Testament, an angel of the Lord came to Mary to announce that she was going to have a baby.
Right.
Remember that? And an angel of the Lord came to Zechariah to tell him that his wife Elizabeth was going to have a baby. And these angels even said what you would name the baby and what they would do. They proclaimed over them their purpose and the power that would have them and how God would move upon them and exactly what their lives would be like. This is something that they were bringing all the time, angels, powerful messages from God. I wanted to ask you, earlier I was talking about testing spirits. Do we have to test angels? If you see an angel glowing bright with beautiful wings, is it necessary to test them?
Not really. If you have a very good feeling about the angel that is in front of you, and you feel at awe, and you feel pure joy and heavenly pleasure, you know that this angel is from God. But when there's a little bit of doubt, the feeling is not there, or the angel doesn't look quite right, because that does happen sometimes, we do believe it's good to test even the angel. Because some spirits can be pretenders. They can take an appearance of some sort of angel, you know, to kind of trick you. But not to worry, very easy to test them, very easy to find out if they really are the angel or not. All you have to do is the same thing that Ted did in his dream. You just ask, are you a servant of the Lord? Are you of the Lord? And see what happens.
Amen. So you just have to ask, are you a servant of the Lord? And that'll clarify.
Absolutely. They will either start changing their appearance, or they will start looking away, or they will just disappear. Because that question is straightforward. Every angel loved to be in service to God. And they would start glowing even brighter when you ask this question. Don't worry. The real ones will not leave you. They will just enjoy ask the question that you've asked. They enjoy being in service to the Lord.
All right. You know, I was talking about the angel Gabriel, and we hear about Gabriel in a few places in the Bible. Gabriel comes to Daniel, and then we also hear about an angel Gabriel coming to Mary to announce Jesus. My question is, is this the same Gabriel?
That's an interesting question, and I don't think a lot of people know about it. There is entire community, heavenly community, that you call Archangel Gabriel, right?
Whoa, wait a minute. You're saying that there's a whole community, meaning a bunch of angels, and they're all called Gabriel?
It's heavenly community, and they have the same service, okay? Their heart is to be of service and to deliver the news. So they are messengers. And according to their uses, they belong to this community, heavenly community. Yes, they even can take the same shape and form, and sometimes their appearance and their faces will be the same because of what they are created for, because of their uses, right? Their service to God. So don't think it's just one angel that appears to millions and billions of people when they need to receive the news. These are different angels, but they belong to the same community in heaven.
Wow, that's very interesting. I think a lot of people need to know that, you know, and just take a moment and receive that, because that's probably quite different than what they were thinking, but that's how heaven is working.
Absolutely.
There are communities of angels like that.
Right.
I want to go on, because it also talks about that there are armies of angels, and that these armies of angels, you know, can fight for us. And in those times where we're going through difficulty, they will come. And I remembering the Daniel, when he was in the lion's den, he says, an angel of the Lord came and closed the mouth of the lions so they could not hurt him. So in that time where he was in need and in danger, they protected him. Angels protect.
They do protect, and they go on assignments for you. How many stories we've heard, right? When somebody was in the accident, and when they were getting, you know, closer to the impact, they would report that some wind came in and took them out of there. Or they saw the angel who would pull them out of the car. They would fly out of the car and had absolutely no injuries. There are occurrences like that all the time. Mm. Because the hand of God is there working for you 24/7. And his angels are there to protect you, to guide you. Just open your heart and receive it. Let them do it for you. They want to.
They're powerful. There's a story in the Old Testament. It talks about an angel who went out to help the Israelites, and this single angel was able to kill 185,000 of the enemy. One angel. And I was thinking that the Lord was saying, Jesus was saying that he could command 12 legions of angels. Imagine how much power that is. And if we think about that, as he is in the world, so are we. That means we have that same ability. Is right. that right? We have the right. same ability to command that kind of power of right. the angels.
Right.
But it is important that we command them, right? Because
absolutely.
If we don't call upon our angels, we've been talking about how angels are here to give you understanding. They're here to protect you. They can feed you. They can, you know, watch over you. They can deliver messages of babies upon the earth and all these different things that they're going to do. But we have to command them and receive the authority and ask them to come, because an angel will do nothing unless we give them permission.
Right.
So, we've been assigned to all these angels, and there's these incredible, powerful forces of heaven that have been given to us, and they're waiting, but they're waiting on us to say the word.
It reminds me of this story we heard on Friday, right? One pastor was sharing a story about the occurrence that happened actually in California, I believe. There is a church, I don't remember the name of a church, and the pastor was short on money to pay for the church's building. The value of the building went from $1 million to $5 million, and bank wanted to repossess it. And they told him that he had probably 2 weeks, I'm not sure exactly, to pay $32,000 to bring it, no, $320,000, forgive me. And they did not have that money, and they only had 2 weeks until the deadline. And he was praying, and he was praying, and he was in the other city where he went to preach at the other church, and he was in his room, and he was praying, and all of a sudden he hears that the door opened up in his room in the hotel, and he says, oh God, they gave the key to somebody else, to my room. He turns around, and there are two beautiful angels. And the way he described them, they were so tall, they were like the ceiling did not exist for them. And they were glorious and just standing there. And he asked them, what are you doing here? Why are you here? And they said, we came to take charge of your financial affairs and to turn them around.
To straighten out your financial situation.
To straighten out your financial situation. To turn it around. And he said, okay, what are you waiting for? He said, for your command. He said, go! And they went. 2 weeks were coming to an end. He did not have $320,000. And it was down to the last moment, to the last hour, right? He was sitting there in the meeting with his lawyers who were trying to find the loophole, you know, to keep the building, to keep the building.
Yeah.
And his secretary comes in and says, Pastor, you know, there is somebody to see. He said, no, I don't want to see anybody. I told you, don't let anybody in. Don't let anybody in. And the secretary says, no, you need to see this person. He said, okay, let them in. And this guy comes in, he dressed like he was jogging on the street, like working out, right? And he comes in and he says to this pastor, I don't like you. I heard you preach. I do not like your message. I don't know why I'm doing it, but God told me to give you a check for $320,000. Here, there it is.
Praise God.
Nobody told this guy.
Praise God.
Nobody told this guy. Nobody could conceive why he came, why he knew to give this exact amount. But we know why. These angels that received the assignment, they orchestrated it. See, that how it works on the level of the spirit.
Yeah.
Supernaturally, angels deliver the message. Not only that, they make sure that it is done. They make sure that it is done.
This is a powerful story. This is an incredible story, and it just punctuates what we're saying today. I want to say to you, wherever you are at home, there are angels that have been assigned to you. You have angels around you. They're waiting for your command. They're waiting for you to say, go. Today is the time to say, go. Tell them to go and straighten out your finances. Tell them to go and close the mouth of the lions, or to stop those who are trying to stand against you. Tell them to go and bring the power of God, understanding. If you need to learn something, know that you can learn it in your dreams as the angels take you to different places. But say go. We have to ask our angels to go on our behalf, because they have the power to change our life. God has put them there. And in Jesus' name, we can command them. And all the powers of heaven are open unto us, because God loves us and He wants us to have that kind of blessing. He wants us to be a blessing upon the earth.
Right.
And we're not doing it alone. You're not doing it on your own. You have a team with you, a team of supernatural warriors, angelic warriors. Today, I want you to command them to go in Jesus' name, and let them go forth to change your life.
Amen.
I talked about many stories in the Bible where lives were changed. Your life can change today. Just allow the supernatural forces of God, the angelic beings, to take it forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.